Murphy's End. Episode 23. February 9th. Candygrams. Good morning, North Murphy High. It is Tuesday, February 9th, and here are your morning announcements. First off, sorry for the announcements being, well, pretty much non-existent for the majority of last week. We had a little issue with the PA system wiring, as a squirrel was brought into the office by someone who shall remain nameless.
Hey, I'm not nameless.
And got into the machine. But Scotty has sorted out all the wiring now, and I think we're finally back in business. Okay, maybe I spoke too soon. Scotty, when you get a chance, can you come back down to the office? I think the PA system needs a little more work. Okay, thank you. Anyway, on the bright side, I am happy to announce that we experienced zero reported time anomalies on Groundhog Day, which I think is something that should be celebrated. So, show?
Huzzah!
Thank you, show. Unfortunately, it's not all good news, as both the squirrel and the guinea pig got away and are still considered at large, and, in the case of the squirrel, extremely dangerous. So, just be careful. Okay? Okay. Alright, we have a note here from Priya. She's looking for some chalk for the upcoming debate team meeting. So far, the missing chalk has yet to be returned to the supply closet, and no one seems willing to fess up to taking it, so here we are. If you have any chalk to spare in your classrooms, please bring Priya some so we don't have to get more from the office supply store. Because if we do, Hannah will not be pleased. Speaking of missing items, we've made a little discovery. And by we, I mean Sid. Apparently, Sid has been doing some research in regards to the demon and its water fountain, and has discovered something pretty remarkable. All those missing items that people have been reporting, i.e. predominantly Hans's left shoes, have only ever gone missing after the individual in question drank from the demon's water fountain. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Anyway, through some trial and error and some extremely ill-advised drinking from the water fountain, I assume because Clarence wasn't around to do it on Sid's behalf, Sid has discovered that if you drink from the water fountain, the demon takes an object of yours in payment. This theory was further proven when Sid remained at the school late into the night and discovered that the demon has been hoarding the missing items in... Hold on, is this right?
Is what right?
It says here that the demon has a locker.
The demon has a locker?
That's what I was just asking you.
Why would the demon have a locker? Who assigned the demon a locker? I guess Hannah assigned the locker.
Ugh, whatever. Sid has basically left us with a full lab report that reads only a little bit like a fever dream. But in summary, it appears that if you drink from the water fountain, the demon takes something of yours at random. Wait, is it random if it's mainly left shoes? Huh. Whatever. And it keeps it as payment. It appears that Sid has tried several different methods of retrieving said items, including but not limited to asking, begging, stealing, heisting, and trying to distract the demon with something shiny.
Oh, so that's what happened to Hans.
Wait, what happened to Hans?
Nothing, never mind, it's nothing. Don't worry about it, it's fine.
Right. Anyway, luckily for us, Sid discovered a possible solution to the problem. Apparently the demon can be bargained with. And no, I know what you're thinking. We will not be offering souls in exchange for the return of personal items. In fact, you can make your own deal for your personal items. Because really, I told you not to drink from the water fountain. So honestly, losing your stuff? That's your own fault. I don't care about your shoes.
I do. I care.
I care about the mascot costume. Because apparently, since Hans had nothing left of value to the demon, it claimed school property. That's right. The mascot costume is in the demon's possession. What?
Demon. Possession. Get it? Get it, Sammy? It's the demon's possession. Like demon possession? Do you get it, Sammy? I hope you get it. It's actually a really funny joke. Do you get it?
Shut up, show. Anyway, the demon has the mascot costume, and it's our job to get it back. Which brings us to our next announcement. Candygrams. That's right, Valentine's Day is coming up this weekend, and in celebration of the glorious holiday that melds together both romance and candy, North Murphy High will be selling candygrams in order to raise the funds so that we may buy back our mascot costume from the demon in the third floor corridor. The precious little bags of candy, and yes, some of it is leftover candy from Halloween. Sue us, it's the end of the world, what do you want? Fresh candy? Will be sold at the low, low price of 10 of the shiniest coins you can find, denominations unimportant. Apparently, the demon is fond of coins. I don't know what to tell you. So, yeah, bring us coins, and you'll get to send candy to your favorite person, along with a little handwritten note. Act quickly, because the candy is in short supply, and Valentine's Day is coming up fast. And, as always, please remember, you cannot send candygrams to students who are dead, or who do not exist. Sorry, Todd. Okay, a little backstory before I get into this. Apparently, there was a party this past weekend in one of those abandoned houses a few blocks over. You know, the one with the blue shutters and the nice porch swing out front? Oh wait, you didn't hear about the party? Well, that's odd. As luck would have it, neither did I. At least, not until I asked about this pile of announcements I received this morning. Hey, show! What happened? Did you guys just forget to invite the rest of us? Did our invitations get lost in the mail?
Well, you see, the guest selection process was actually quite complicated and can't really get into the particulars at this point. I wasn't the main decision maker. I was consulted, of course, but not the main decision maker. And, you know, it was tricky picking who would be able to come and who there was room to accommodate, and that there are some, you know, differences of opinions, and we don't really want to talk about it on the announcements, but I'm still talking. Of course I'm still talking. Why wouldn't I still be talking? Hi, how are you?
So, anyway, long story short, I'm not sure exactly what happened at the party. Show?
Okay, Sammy, it's complicated. It's complicated, and, you know, tempers were running hot, and emotions are high, and we don't really want to get into particulars here, and much of what I could say is actually guesswork, because I wasn't privy to the full discussion here.
Yeah, just keep on digging that hole for yourself, show. But apparently Nita and Presley got into a fight.
Yeah, it was scary.
And now we all have to suffer for it. Because I asked Hannah, because honestly, guys, this pile of announcements is ridiculous. And she insisted that the announcements had to be read if they were properly submitted, no matter how stupid they are. Are you sure about that, Hannah? Hannah? Really? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, she's very sure. She's very, very sure. She was very firm on this point. She was actually kind of scary. She's kind of scary, isn't she?
You have no idea, Sho. Ugh, this is so stupid. Anyway, here we go. Ahem. Here we have an announcement from Presley. She would like to let Nada know that she's not talking to her right now. Now we have an announcement from Nada, who would like Presley to know that she's not talking to her right now. And we have another announcement from Presley, asking Kyle to tell Nada that she wants her black heels back. Followed by another announcement from Nada to Kyle, asking him to tell Presley that she doesn't have Presley's black heels, but to also tell Presley that Nada wants her plaid skirt back. Now we have an announcement from Kyle, reading, and I quote, "This has nothing to do with me. Leave me out of your stupid catfight."
Woo, Tomcats!
"I'm busy." This, of course, is followed by another announcement from Presley, reading, "Well, okay, I don't think I'm actually allowed to say most of the words on this announcement, so let's just go with, beep you, Kyle," followed by another announcement asking Hans to tell Kyle that she's not talking to him anymore. And here's another announcement from Nada asking Hans to tell Kyle that she's not talking to him either. Now we have an announcement from Hans reading, "What's going on? Are you guys still mad about the pie? Go Tomcats."
Go Tomcats.
What happened with the pie show?
Yeah, I don't think I'm actually allowed to say what happened with the pie. Sorry.
Ugh, whatever. This is followed by an announcement from both Nada and Presley asking Sho to tell Hans that neither of them are talking to him and... Wait, Sho, where are you going?
I'm gonna go tell Hans that the girls aren't talking to him anymore. You just read the announcement, Sammy. You should know what I'm about to go do.
Sho?
Yeah?
Sit back down. Don't encourage this behavior.
But I'm supposed to go do the...
I said... sit down.
Okay.
Anyway, suffice to say, I think life in the apocalypse is starting to make certain people a little bit... touchy? Hopefully Nada and Presley will make up soon, or at the very least, Hannah will get tired of listening to them argue via the announcements, and we'll change the rules accordingly. As we're still working through the stash of old food from the fallout shelter in the basement, the cafeteria menu this week will consist of old MREs. In case you don't know what an MRE is, they're those weird metal bags of dehydrated food that you add water to in order to create a meal. They're honestly kind of terrible, but they have a lot of calories, so that's something at least. And don't worry, it's not all bad. There will be Twinkies for dessert. Alright, we have a few more announcements here. Let me see. Oh no, that one fell behind the PA system. Now we'll never know what it says. No!
Can you just get Scotty to pull it out, you know, during the repairs you asked for earlier? I mean, push comes to shove. I can probably reach back there and...
Shut up, show. Okay, what's next? Alright, oh, apparently we have an announcement here from Price. That's a first. And it says, "Shut up, Presley. Nobody cares what you think." Price, that's not very nice. Also, there's enough rivalry on the announcements right now, so just cool it, okay? That being said, Presley, Nada, please shut up. Alright, there's an announcement here from Mark, and... oh! It's actually not about the chess club. That's a first. It just says... aww, it says there was a party, and then there's just a little sad face.
Oh, Mark.
See, Sho? You see what happens when you don't invite people to your parties? You make Mark sad. Maybe Mark wanted pie.
I am so, so sorry, Mark. I will make sure, personally, that you get invited next time, buddy.
What about me, Sho? Sho?
Sorry, Sammy. Something just came up. I've got to go right now. Bye!
Ugh, you're the worst. Where was I? Alright, I guess it's time for the suggestion box, so let me just go get it. Alright, here we go. Suggestion 1. Bring back Hannah. Trust me, guys, I would if I could. But she's still suffering from the effects of the feral child bite, and we don't know how long that's going to take to fully wear off. Don't worry, though. According to Sho, she's still very happy in the office supply store. And she'll be back as soon as the effects wear off. And she's done alphabetizing everything she can get her hands on. Alright, suggestion 2. Ugh, seriously, Price? Seriously? This is not what the suggestion box is for. I mean, yes, strictly speaking, yes. It is a suggestion. But I suggest Presley shuts up is not any better than the announcement that basically said the same thing. You know that, right? Ugh, if you weren't already serving so much detention, I'd totally give you more detention for this, but I honestly think at this point you're just getting desensitized. So just cut it out, okay? Alright, suggestion 3. Horseshoes. This has been your suggestion box for today. Don't forget that the Valentine's Day dance is this Friday. Doors open at 5 p.m., and like always, tickets can be purchased either in advance or at the door for the low, low price of one non-perishable food item. And I just want to extend a big thanks to Nada and Presley for managing to set this up despite not speaking to one another, and to Bonnie for acting as peacemaker and go-between. You're awesome, ladies, and we'll see you at the dance. Alright, it looks like we have just one more announcement here. Let me just... No. Okay, whoever's putting horseshoes in the suggestion box, that's one thing. But you cannot submit horseshoes as an announcement, okay? I don't care what Hannah says. We're not doing this. No. I mean, what would even possess you to...
That's the guinea pig. Guys! It's the guinea pig! Come on! The guinea pig's right down there. It's right down the hallway. Let's go! Come back, Mr. Sprinkles! Come back!
Well, I guess I'm gonna go have to deal with that now. Anyways, it is Tuesday, February 9th, and hopefully this will be the end of Nate and Presley's fighting through the use of announcements. Maybe next time they'll just use Candygram messages like normal people.
Sammy! Sammy! Sammy, get out here! We need your help! Mr. Sprinkles is making a break for it!
Ugh, just hold on, Sho. I'm coming.
Come on! Yes, got him! Ow! Mr. Sprinkles! How could you? You bit me! Sammy, get out here! Mr. Sprinkles bit me!
Alright, have a good day, North Murphy High.
Murphy's End is a Hindsight podcast production, and new episodes are released every Tuesday. Sammy is voiced by Sarah Eagleson, Hannah is voiced by Krista Seeley, and full credits for the episode can be found at our website, hindsightpodcast.com. While you're there, sign up for our mailing list for news and information about upcoming episodes. You can also find us on Twitter, at Murphy's End, and if you like the show, please leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts or support us on Patreon. Remember, it's going to be a long year.